ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता चैप्टर 14 एंटाइटल द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर टेक्स्ट 3 एंड 4। विल रीड टेक्स्ट 3 फर्स्ट। मम योनिर्महद्ब्रह्म तस्मिन् गर्भं ददाम्यहम् संभवः सर्वभूतानां ततो भवति भारत। परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। द टोटल मटेरियल सब्सटेंस कॉल्ड ब्रह्मन इज अ सोर्स ऑफ बर्थ एंड इट इज दैट ब्रह्मन दैट आई इम्प्रेग्नेट making possible the births of all living beings, O son of Bharata. Purport. This is an explanation of the world. Everything that takes place is due to the combination of Kshetra and Kshetrajna, the body and the spirit soul. This combination of material nature and the living entity is made possible by the Supreme God Himself. The Mahat Tattva is the total cause of the total cosmic manifestation. And that total substance of the material cause, in which there are three modes of nature, is sometimes called the Brahman. The Supreme Personality impregnates the total substance, and thus innumerable universes become possible. This total material substance, the Mahat Tattva, is described as Brahman in the Vedic literature, the Mundaka Upanishads. Tasmad eta Brahma, nama rupam anam cha jayet. The Supreme Personal impregnates that Brahman with the seeds of the living entities. The 24 elements, beginning from earth, water, fire and air, are all material energy. And they constitute what is called Mahat Brahma, or the great Brahman. The material nature, as explained in the 7th chapter, beyond this, there is another superior nature, the living entity. Into material nature, the superior nature is mixed by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thereafter, all living entities are born of this material nature. The scorpion lays its eggs in piles of rice. And sometimes it is said that the scorpion is born out of rice. But the rice is not the cause of the scorpion. Actually, the eggs were laid by the mother. Similarly, material nature is not the cause of the birth of the living entities. The seed is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they only seem to come out as products of material nature. Thus, every living entity, according to its past activities, has a different body created by this material nature, so that the entity can enjoy or suffer according to his past deeds. The Lord is the cause of the manifestations of the living entities in this material world. Homagyan Hare Krishna. Today we'll be reading the third and the fourth verse. So I'll just read quickly the fourth verse, which is one of the very prominent and important verses of the Gita. Quickly. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtya sambhavantiyah tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. Translation. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature. And that I am the seed-giving father. Purport. In this verse, it is clearly explained that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original father of all living entities. The living entities are combinations of the material nature and the spiritual nature. Such living entities are seen not only on this planet, but on every planet, even on the highest where Brahma is situated. Everywhere there are living entities. Within the earth, there are living entities. Even within water and within fire. All these appearances are due to the mother, material nature, and Krishna's seed-giving process. The purport is that the material world is impregnated with living entities who come out in various forms at the time of creation according to their past deeds. Hare Krishna. So we are in a very interesting section of the Gita, where Krishna is talking about probably one of the most interesting and complicated section parts of philosophy, parts of the philosophy. Basically, he's talking about the three modes of material nature here, and there are a lot of things involved. Let's try to simplify it and try to understand this. So the first point that Srila Prabhupada is making in the purport is that everything takes place due to the combination of body and spirit. This is the Bhagavad Gita understanding of creation. Nothing happens by chance, but things take place by combination of body and spirit. And without spirit, nothing can act. Like if you analyze everything in this world, nothing practically happens without the intervention of the spirit. Like say, for example, this small carving of carpentry. You can say, where is the spirit in this? You know, where is, it seems to be matter. There's no spirit in it. So how can we say that spirit is involved in shaping this or in creating this? But the fact is that this table will not exist unless a spirit soul, a carpenter,